Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. Can you imagine that YouTube videos in the category of education are watched twice as often as those found in the pets and animals category? I really couldn't, but then I realized, actually, it's just logic. Educational videos on YouTube often deliver a very high value to those watching them. Most of them are of a very high quality and made in a quite immediate way, so they entertain. They are, well, quite funny. Different the way teachers have taught us how we have to learn maths, languages, physics, etc. So today, I want to talk about educating ourselves via YouTube. Is this good or is this superficial? And well, in the end, we will ask ourselves, is it a solid education or is it rather like something for free time playing around? So, yeah, have fun. Many of you might know the most popular educational channel on YouTube existing. This is TED Ed, because TED videos are like very, very popular on YouTube. People really love the style and the way people at TED talk. And they appreciate that TED, well, puts these talks online and that they, in the end, are available to anyone, even if those people haven't been to the event. So TED has developed a real culture within the last years. This is not only a idea behind TED, this is a brand, and that brand is, well, conditioned in a certain way, or it is now relied to a very high quality content. But at first, I just want to look at another very popular YouTube channel, because I have read an interview on Digiday with a YouTuber called Vzoz. Some of you might know that YouTuber. He's also quite engaged in providing educational videos on YouTube, and I found it quite interesting what he says. Actually, he says he does what he does the whole day is what he would do anyway, reading and googling weird questions and talking about them to other people. So basically, this is what he does the entire day. And in my opinion, it is incredible that we live in a century or in a time where people can make their living out of something like that. This is a present that so many more people should use. So, what is a typical day of Vzoz? What does he do every day? He reads a lot of books. He does a lot of research. I love synthesizing, he says. And in the end, there's something like a put together of everything into or off of 2 weeks, he says here, of research, and put it together in a video. So this is like in early days when you had to do a homework for like 2 weeks, do some research, write a paper, something like that. Something, it's basically the same, but the way is different. So I want to do two things today. I want to look at the reasons why educational YouTube channels are successful, and I want to look at the top 15 educational channels to give you inspiration to also like engage a little bit in that topic, because it's really, really interesting. And yeah, maybe you would be good, or you would do good with some inspiration, which YouTube channels, well, yeah, to watch concerning the education category. So first of all, let's look at the reasons for their success. First of all, the most important thing is something I've already mentioned: entertainment. It is the way they deliver information. It is the way they teach things. They do not like tell you the subject or the information per se, but they do tell a story. And storytelling is so more fascinating. First, storytelling is something that people can stick to. Storytelling stays in mind. And in the end, people discover that it is that way of learning that delivers the most value to them, because they can keep the most of the information in mind when it is told in within a story, and when it is like visually. This is the second reason. When it is visually presented. So many of the educational channels not only, well, show videos of people talking, exception here is TED-Ed actually, but many other educational channels like produce videos with animations, with colors, with like people, with role play, something like that. But they do not only deliver information, but they do like work hard to deliver information in a certain way. And this is not, well, given when you look at a ordinary school today, whether it is high school, whether it is college. This is not given, and instead of like having to do it by your own when you are in school, something like that, and you, yeah, sit on your desk in the afternoon, I ask yourself, we all have asked ourselves, how do I get all that information of that certain subject into my fucking head? It seems impossible. And then you Google it, you find a YouTube video on it, you just like watch an animation about it, and it gets clear. And every time you think about that certain method, that certain process, whatever we're talking about here, you will always remember that animation and that story. And this is like the first really important pillar for the success of education channels on YouTube. Second one is the focus and the goal of the education that is delivered. So most of the educational channels talk about fascinating things. This is actually what I'm doing too. I do not talk about things I consider to be boring. I would not talk about like archaeology on my podcast show, but I I prefer talking about things that are fascinating to me. For example, education in 21st century via YouTube. This is fascinating, and this is also considered to be rather interesting. So you have to be interested yourself in your subject, but the subject itself would have to be interesting. This is logic, pure logic, but this also is not what is given in ordinary schools, because in ordinary schools, if you would do some outsourcing of everything that a like normal human does not use ever again in life, then there wouldn't stay much what they could teach, because there are so few things I see on YouTube in these videos, fascinating things about Earth, about physics, about like processes, about technologies, about future, about humans, about everything that is not taught in school. But there is so much other shit that's taught in school. So, well, this is very personal opinion now, but I think this is the second pillar, the focus and the goal of the education delivered. And the third one is the interaction. Actually, you wouldn't imagine that, because you would think like actually watching or educating myself via YouTube would mean not having someone I can directly talk to, because in a classroom there is the teacher physically present, so every time I get a question, it's no problem. I can just go to him or her and ask her, ma'am, sir, got a question, this is really not understandable for me, but, and now there is the big but, there is the platform effect on YouTube. So people, pupils, are much more afraid to ask a question in class in front of their classmates, and well, where they have to like overcome a certain personal barrier that is higher or lower depending on the individual, but they have to overcome that barrier. And on YouTube, this is not given, because there is a comment section. There is a comment section where you can engage with other people that also have questions about what they just have seen. There's quite always someone who has the same question or who has had the same thought when watching the video, and you can just like engage with them, you can talk, well, write with them, you can even write with the or text the YouTuber him or herself. So many YouTubers answer a huge amount of the messages they receive from their audience. This is no problem, because there is a certain on the one hand, I would say it is closer, and on the other hand, it is not that close. So to understand, with it is closer, I mean there is the possibility to engage and to get in contact very, very easily, but you do not have to overcome your personal barrier and to embarrass yourself or to get embarrassed when having to ask a question in class in front of people, but you are more impersonal. And I think this is what in educational terms is an advantage, because in educational terms, being afraid of asking questions means no education at all, because questions are the only way we can educate ourselves. So now I've talked very long about why educational YouTube channels on YouTube flourish how they do. And now we're gonna look at the like 15 most popular educational channels on YouTube. First one I've already mentioned, TED Ed. I won't go further in that. Second is Smarter Every Day. So as many, many YouTube channels, they do not have a very specific topic, but present everything they are fascinated about, exploration of the world, blah, blah, blah. The third one actually is the one I have talked about the most now, the Vsauce. The fourth is SAP Science, based in Canada. And as the title already, says, they talk about science in daily life, something like that, fascinating science. The fifth one is National Geography, producing very high quality documentaries, through the lens of world-class scientists, photographers, journalists, and filmmakers. Yeah. Six is Crash Course. So these are some people that are teaching about, I think, nearly everything, because there are the topics listed here. I gotta admit that I haven't watched so far a video of them, but there are playlists of courses in physics, philosophy, games, economics, US government, politics, astronomy, autonomy and physiology, world history, biology, what the fuck? They are really talking about everything, I think. the Play 7, there is a German-based YouTube channel, though it is in English, and it is called Kurzgesagt. Based in Munich, actually, near my hometown where I live. The next one is SciShow. Sci, like science, this already, you are already able to guess from title, it is about science again. Then Veritasium, based in Los Angeles, and also about science. Number 10 is Minute Physics, and I'm really I think this is also a very big feature of YouTube videos, because you can deliver the most valuable educational content within minutes. So you do not have to sit from 8 to 8 in university and hear 12 hours nearly of lecture, but how it says here, Minute Physics, just quick but effective. Number 11, some of you might know that too. It is the Khan Academy, and this is a bigger organization behind today. And the mission is to provide a world-class education for anyone and anywhere. So they really, really, really form education in 21st century, they do. On the 12th place, there is education channel called Flock Brothers. And this is a bit nerdy, but they also are educational YouTubers. Then a London channel, CGP Grey, and they also cover a scope of topics ranging from copyright laws to the pronunciation of Uranus. They really talk about everything. And on place 14, there is the Backyard Scientists, based in Florida. This is also a channel that some of you might know. And on 15, there is Vox, Explain the News. So this is a little bit more journalistic and politics, but also about business, pop culture, food science, everything that matters, but explaining the news. Yeah. So this is basically what the English-speaking YouTube scenery is about when it comes to education. So there stays the question, is YouTube solid education platform? Well, of course, it is not the essential meaning of YouTube to deliver education, but to inspire and deliver video content. And therefore, I would say, as a conclusion of that podcast episode, that the educational value that you can find on YouTube is very, very high and underestimated by the majority of people. Because, in my opinion, also teachers, also professors, people like in human resources management, I think most of them do not see yet what educational content or value is provided on YouTube. So I would be so fascinated by the idea of setting up a certificate you can acquire via YouTube, like something like a nano degree or we're gonna talk about nano degrees, global degrees anyway, but some reward, because in my opinion, most or many there are many YouTube channels about education that deliver a lecture similar quality of content. So I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Write a comment on under the last social media posts you can find of mine, and tell me your opinion. Have you already educated yourself via YouTube? Would you want to get a certain certificate for that? What you think about that idea of a YouTube education nano degree, anything else you want to tell me? What is there you have had for breakfast today? No. I wish you guys a very nice day, and we will hear each other tomorrow.